Hey, how are you doing? Hi. Hi. I had a question. I'm working on this thing, a podcast that we're making.
Hi, I'm Charles Duhigg, an investigative reporter, and I've got a new assignment, your problems.
I think the sheer scale of it is so overwhelming.
A few years ago, I wrote a book called The Power of Habit. And afterwards, people started reaching out to me and asking for help.
So I'm trying to make this decision about whether to move back to the United States.
Whether to donate a kidney to my mom.
Managing employees is not something that I'm good at.
How you trick your brain into a different way of thinking when things are going wrong.
But the thing is, I'm not a therapist or a life coach or anything like that. I'm just a journalist. So each week, I talk to a listener who's got a problem, a question about how to fix something. And then I go digging. I read up on the latest research, I talk to people with similar issues, and I track down experts to get their advice.
I think it's important to recognize that every decision that we make is a bet.
Just by acknowledging the fact that a joke bombed, you can get laughs.
If you ran into a burning building and saved your mother, I don't think there's anyone who would say, "What were you thinking?"
So, day one, 1 minute, cold shower. And this is what I teach people to control pain. Cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Thank you very much. I think this has actually really cleared my head because at least I'm not having a cold shower because I hate cold showers.
And that's my favorite part of this whole thing. When someone hears a new idea or they see their problem in a different way and they finally figure out how to solve it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's really helpful for me to kind of have some guidelines.
I think there's a lot of truth in what she says.
And I really, really appreciate your time and your insight.
On How To, we find solutions to life's toughest problems, or at least to the questions we all secretly wish we could ask. So the way that you're describing this, it makes it sound like actually robbing a bank is really like simple.
It was simple. That's why everyone can do it. What's not simple is the getaway.
The show is called How To, hosted by me, Charles Duhigg. Look for our first episodes on July 30th and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Okay, I think that's a valuable lesson, that I'm probably not a great bank robber. At least I remembered my keys this time. Charles Duhigg out.
Hello, listener. Dahlia Lithwick here, host of Amicus, that's Slate's podcast on the courts and the law and democracy and the rule of law. This May, our team will be publishing a special project that we are calling How Originalism Ate the Law. This neutral and academic-sounding methodology of looking at the law is, in fact, anything but neutral. Originalism is to the conservative legal movement what peanut butter is to jelly. As we're going to show you over the course of this project, originalism has been both cover and calling for conservative justices and judges to radically overhaul the lives of millions of Americans. And while they claim to be the apolitical interpreters of the Constitution and its authors' intents, they have overturned Roe, radically expanded gun rights, and eviscerated voting rights. Across Slate.com and the Amicus podcast, we're going to be tackling questions like, where did originalism come from? Why has it taken over? Are progressive originalists really a thing? And am I allowed to have an opinion on originalism? Spoiler, the answer to that last question, you are. To celebrate the launch of this big project, we are running a special 2-week-long free trial of Slate Plus on Apple Podcasts. As a member, you'll get exclusive episodes from How Originalism Ate the Law, plus ad-free listening to all of your favorite Slate podcasts. Join now by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen.